All right, how we doing, guys? Tonight, we really felt a complete team win. What I told the team in the locker room, really a brotherhood win because we really included all three phases. And that's what we're searching. That's what we're hoping. That's what we need to do. So the energy tonight was great, and that includes our fans. And so to have them here, and we felt that. We've been on the road for a while, so it was 100% great to be back. We've worked hard at third down and red zone, and we've still got work to do, but I was pleased to see some of that work come through today, especially offensively. But the story of today was defensively Adrian Claiborne and the performance he had. To have that kind of night, a huge night, I just think a year ago, you know, he was in a dark place, had an injury and, you know, future in doubt. So for him to recognize, you know, that type of hard work gets rewarded, I was very, very happy for him. And then lastly, we'd like to recognize the Taps families that were here this weekend for the game, and such a humbling weekend for us, and to have them as a part of our family this weekend at the game was just great. So I'm glad to open up to your questions regarding the game. I thought we'd play well, and I said that before the game just because of the week we've put in. I've been pleased with our preparation, and we needed to now take the next step and make sure that carried over into the game and make sure our identity, the way we want to run it, the play action offensively, to let our speed and, you know, ability to create some takeaways defensively, let's make sure that came out loud and clear. So we talked about that as a group at the very beginning of the week, and we recognized we hadn't played our best, and so we knew we had work to do. And if we thought we could make some improvements in some areas, you know, the results would take care of themselves. So we got plenty of work to do. But just to be back home and get a win here this weekend was great for this team. And I felt that connection in all three phases. When one side of the ball needs the help to pick it up, you know, the next group was there ready to go. I think on the second series there was a turnover, and, you know, those are the ones that you don't want to go down and have that. But I think the first series might have even been backed up. But I love the way they battled. I love the attitude I felt, you know, and the energy I felt on the sideline. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of that.
Coach, how confident are you that maybe this could have been a turning point game? And again, like you said, maybe you guys will see more of that in the coming weeks.
Yeah, let's hope that style is really enables us to come through loud and clear. We felt like we've been close at some times, and we weren't able to nail it at the end. And that was hard for us. Having the plus turnover margin, that was an important step in the right direction for us, knowing how we can go after the ball. And when you get a chance to hit the quarterback, that's where some turnovers are likely to come. So we'll go right back to it tomorrow. You know, we got another NFC team coming up, and we'll enjoy this one tonight. And then tomorrow, you know, we'll get right back to it. Yeah, we totally count on those guys, and to put the guys in the roles that they're, you know, can be featured best. And I thought Gabe was one today that really showed, you know, excellent consistency on his part. And when his opportunity comes, that's when we've got to nail it. And I thought Matt did a really good job distributing it to the right guys at the right spots. They got a physical team with good pass rushers, you know, certainly on their defense. And we knew that was going to be a challenge coming in, and it was. So for the guys to, you know, to answer, and especially you know, it was hard going in the run game early, but we knew we had to stick with it, you know, for our play action to be a factor in the game.
Today was a very important day to thank our vets.
Yes.
What can you tell me about a hero you should be able to remember? It's called Pat Tillman. What can you tell me about it?
Well, I think just the memory of Pat, you know, inspires a lot of people because of what he stood for, you know, first as a ball player and a man, and we got to know him in that way. And then when he decided, you know, to join the Army and go into that realm, you know, a lot of us really, you know, saluted him for that. It had been something that he had wanted to do for a long time. So each year, and even around here, there's a Pat's Run, you know, that we get involved with as well. So it's somebody probably from a player standpoint, he's walked in both shoes, both, you know, in the athletic arena and in the military as well. So I think that connection is probably why his name is so strong through the NFL and on a month like this, you know, where we're saluting the troops.
How much do you think scoring on that first drive in the second half set the
tone? It was an important one because we had scored, you know, got a field goal at the end of the half. Defense, you know, stopped them. So we thought if we have another chance to get back and get some points, you know, as the next drive when the half began, we thought that'd be a hell of a way to start the half. So those were important things for us that we discussed as a club. You know, how do we lean on one another stronger? And we did that today. And I felt the energy from the players in the right way. So they're a very connected group, and they want to play hard for one another. They have each other's back. So we were able to demonstrate that in the most clearest way today.
Coach, you talked about the Taps families, and, of course, you had the power player of the week, Al Kobe High School, out there on the field. You guys do so much off the field and for the community, the city schools. Like, how important is that for you as a coach to be involved in the franchise that believes in that kind of
thing? It means quite a bit to me. And just to have the leadership that we have from Arthur, not only does it go through, you know, us, but all of his businesses. And it's that type of example, you know, that we, you know, who work here, we look to him and his values, his morals, what he stands for as a man. That comes through loud and clear. You know, his connection with this team is really strong. And he's there with us, you know, in the locker room. He's there with us on the road. They know him, and they understand what he stands for, and it's really clear.